Guess what it's time for now? It is time for our word of the week. Hey, isn't that fancy? Let's see, I go to the W's here. That's where the word of the week will be found, and let's see what it is. Totally unprepared as I am. Here we go. In fact, I knew what it is because I saw it on a billboard coming to work this morning. Word of the week is presented by Muhlenberg Elementary Center and Reading. That's Reading Pediatrics. Good citizens of the Reading capital of the world, which is also Reading, PA. Reading, don't matter. Don't at all. This week's word is illuminate. Illuminate, which means to light up or to brighten. Really. Illuminate. Lumen, the word. You know, that's right in the middle there. To illuminate. Even illumin. Like an ill omen.
Because I thought illuminate meant to get sick after eating something while weeding.
Okay, let's parse that one out. Get sick after eating something while weeding?
Weaving. Weaving like a rug?
Loom. I get it.
Illuminate.
No, it really doesn't mean that, though. It means to brighten or to light up. That's what it means, Mitch. I think you were just joshing us there, weren't you? You was just kidding, wasn't you?
I don't kid.
Yes, you kid. He kids. Here's a sentence for it. It is so stellar when we illuminate the streets and neighborhoods of Reading, during the holiday season. Most people have illuminated their houses for the holiday season now.
Are you going to illuminate yours?
Mine has been illuminated. I illuminated it last night. So close to the word illuminate, isn't it? But I illuminated the house last night, as a matter of fact, with one solitary bulb. Very unusual illumination. Ain't exactly Green's Mill. But, you know, so far, so good. So there you go. That's your word of the week. Use it in a sentence. Bandy it about. Have fun with it. And on and on and on. All right. We'll be right back with some more music right after these messages.